We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Hope, the Anchor for the Soul. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalms 27:13. Where would I be if I did not believe I would experience the Lord's favor in the land of the living? I have just read from the New English Translation. Kate went through so much trouble that it was a miracle she was still alive and thriving. In one day, she lost her two children. In the midst of that grief, her husband left her for his secretary, and shortly after, she lost her job. Life seemed to collapse all at once. At one point, Kate contemplated suicide, but she knew that was not the will of the Lord for her life. What sustained her through that dark season was the Word of God that had taken root in her heart years earlier while she was on campus. She held on to the conviction that God had a plan for her life, a plan that would make her a blessing to thousands of people. That hope in God was the reason she was not crushed by the weight of her trials. And true to God's word, she came out of the battle. God settled her. She went on to start a company that became highly successful, employing thousands of people and funding thousands of missionaries across the world. Whenever Kate shared her story, she never failed to emphasize one thing. The only reason she did not throw in the towel was because she hoped in God's word. She knew she would still see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Beyond that, she also held firmly to the blessed hope of the Lord's return and the inheritance of his kingdom. That hope became her anchor, and without it, she would not have survived the storm. When the devil seeks to destroy a person, he first tries to rob them of hope. Hope is the anchor of the soul. A heart devoid of hope becomes rudderless and easily manipulated by the destroyer. Go into today remembering this. God's plans for you are plans of good and not of evil. We are not people without God and without hope. Hold fast to this hope and always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks about the hope that you possess. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me. Wash me clean and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Revelation 1 to 6. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.